John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleague and friend, Jerry Hendricks. Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy, aviator retired, the author most recently of the new book, To Provide and Maintain a Navy, Why Naval Primacy is America's First Best Strategy. We're going to put Jerry's book into action because there is news in these last hours and days of what appears to be a provocation by the PLA Navy and Air Force off of Taiwan, around Taiwan, in East Asia. Jerry, a very good evening to you. I go to Defense One in these last days and hours, reporting that the USS McCain has sailed through the Taiwan Strait. At the same time, the Chinese Air Force, the PLA Air Force, is pushing fighter jets into Taiwan's air defense force, a zone. At the same time, the Chinese military, the PLA Navy, is exercising east and west of the island, including the aircraft carrier Liaoning, east of Taiwan. All of this looks to be a dance around the people of Taiwan, 24 million people, who are responding with this remark from the foreign minister. Taiwan's foreign minister said, Taiwan will fight, quote, to the very last day. Has something changed in the thinking in Washington about Taiwan at risk? Is the U.S. Navy responding with the Arleigh Burke McCain? Is that adequate to the threat of the Liaoning? Good evening to you, Jerry.
Good evening, John, and thanks for having me on again. The McCain represents a continuation of a policy that was put in place about 2 years ago. For the last 2 years, we have been moving a U.S. Navy warship through the Taiwan Strait about twice a month, just demonstrating that we consider the strait to be international waters, a free sea, and that the U.S. Navy is going to operate there. Now, the thing that we're seeing is that China is increasing both its operational tempo militarily in and around Taiwan, as well as in and around islands in the East China Sea and the South China Sea that they are claiming as their territory and the waters around them as their territorial waters. And they seem to be increasing in their intensity. The Chinese seem to be very intense right now on trying to create a test to test whether the U.S. government is going to come out and defend the interests that it exposes, as well as the interests of its allies and partners in the region. And so I'm really seeing that the Chinese are trying to essentially create a test case for whether the new Biden administration is going to step up and defend the United States' interest in the way that the Trump administration did, or whether it's going to sort of do the non-competitive policy that was pushed by the Obama administration in 2012, when it allowed essentially China to claim the Scarborough Shoals and sort of set up shop there. So I think we're trying to see tests at multiple levels.
These tests include some very large weapon systems. The Arleigh Burke is a battleship's battleship. At the same time, the Liaoning, the aircraft carrier, they have an air wing on it, and I suspect that it's extremely dangerous to Taiwan. Is it dangerous to the U.S. Navy to have the Liaoning so close to Japan and to Taiwan?
I don't believe so. It is an impressive platform, certainly within the context of the region, comparable to Taiwan's Navy or the Philippine Navy, and even some aspects of the Japanese Navy. That aircraft carrier is impressive within that context. However, you know, break, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, a Nimitz-class aircraft carrier, has entered the South China Sea and is moving north through the South China Sea. The difference between the Liaoning and the Nimitz-class carriers is significant. Nimitz-class can carry 65 to 85 airplanes. The Chinese aircraft carrier can operate between 30 to 40 aircraft. The U.S. Navy can operate, you know, and launch over 100 airplanes a day. The Chinese Navy, probably less than half of that. So you see a real difference in capabilities. But clearly the Chinese are positioning that ship to show off for Taiwan and for the Japanese, who, by the way, are looking like they're going to be getting into the aircraft carrier business themselves. But here recently, the Chinese Defense Ministry has urged Japan to stop making its provocative moves, as the Chinese view them, in and around the Diaoyu or the Senkaku Islands. And they're trying to get the Japanese to back off on Japan's claims of sovereignty over those islands. So China really is pressing the pressure points with Japan, with Taiwan, with the Philippines. They feel that they have to go for broke now early in the stages of the Biden administration in order to sort of keep the momentum going in their direction.
Let's look at the larger picture of all of East Asia, because as you know, the Chinese are not just provoking Taiwan, taunting Taiwan. They're taking active steps to provoke and challenge the Philippines. It's called the Whitsun Reef. I believe it has other names, but the Whitsun Reef is a coral construction off the coast of the Philippines, well within Philippines' understanding of its economic zone. The PLA Navy, using its militia, has parked up to 200 ships on the Whitsun Reef in a swarm over these last days and weeks. The Filipino Air Force has responded as best it can, but it's not a match for a swarm of the PLA Navy. That looks like a recreation of the same thing that took Scarborough Shoals in 2012, and the Obama administration, Mr. Biden was the vice president at the time, chose not to respond. As of yet, I have not read a response from the United States. Do you see these provocations at Whitsun Reef off the Philippines, off of Taiwan, as coordinated in some fashion? Is the PLA Navy testing the U.S. Navy?
Absolutely. And in fact, it's more than just testing U.S. Navy. It's testing the U.S. administration. So I see Whitsun Reef really as an identical replay of what happened with Scarborough Shoals. And since so many Obama administration officials are actively serving in the Biden administration, this is really a test to see whether they will do the same thing that they did before, which was not a strong reaction, and in fact allowed China to essentially establish a claim over Scarborough Shoals. So the Philippines, which is the United States' oldest treaty ally in the region, you know, we used to work very closely with the Philippines both prior to World War II and after World War II. They are trying to respond, and I think they've come around to the Chinese threat after sort of ignoring it for most of the last decade. But they're trying to do as best they can, but really they're going to need the help of their allies and the partners in the region, which will be the United States and to an extent even the Japanese. China is trying to boil the frog, as it were, in this case, using essentially naval militia, not really their navy, but gray holes, in order to come here and establish a situation. They would like to provoke the U.S. military to take a Navy action against what is essentially a non-naval set of ships there in order to say that we've escalated it. But they've dropped anchor with over 200 ships inside this reef, and it is causing a diplomatic disturbance in the region as they sort of try to claim sovereignty simply by being there, you know, possession being nine-tenths of the law, as it were. But those types of claims have not been honored in international courts in the past, and I doubt they'll be honored in the future.
The puzzle, Jerry, are we looking at an ability of the PLA Navy to project power with the Air Force that the U.S. Navy cannot answer? Or is that what we're looking at?
Well, it's interesting. You know, President Trump made the point, or at least people have related that he made the point, that Taiwan is only a couple inches from China. In fact, it's 110 miles from the Chinese coast, but it's a long, long way for the United States. And I think the Chinese are trying to raise the specter of whether the United States, one, has enough forces to be constantly and persistently on station there, and if not, how long will it take the United States to get there to come to the relief of our friend Taiwan? And I think they're trying to raise that question. And this is one of the reasons why I've been rather persistently arguing that we need a larger Navy, a Navy that's better balanced, that has more high-end capabilities as well as low-end presence ships, in order to maintain persistent presence in and around our partners and allies in the region, to be able to convince and deter China that today is not the day to go to war with us. But right now, they seem to have the bit in their teeth, and they're trying to take advantage of what they feel is sort of a lack of attention and trying to press their advantage as much as they can in these early days of the Biden administration.
Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy, retired aviator. He's the author of To Provide and Maintain a Navy, Why Naval Primacy, which is what we're talking about, is America's first best strategy, certainly for the people of Taiwan. Right now, threatened by the PLA Navy. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.